indigo gave way to the most opulent mantis, which bathed every sinew of existence and lasted for several eons of time. The frigid temperature and nitrosamine, which provided the wappy-ding-doo with the elixir vital to its growth, provided a sublime cocktail of hedonistic addiction which it never wanted to end. The onset of the turquoise sludge marked the final stage of the wappy-ding-doo's journey to knowing alertness, and was also the longest phase of its transfiguration. The creature secreted the mucus-based substance which acted as an epithelium-like outer tissue. A gentle warmth emanated from the sludge and massaged every part of the wappy-ding-doo's consciousness, sending throbbing endorphins coursing through its glands and fibroid connectors. Into the Dalbinay Array. Upon arriving at knowing alertness, the wappy-ding-doo underwent a sanitizing process, immersed in an immense array of liquid silver inhabited by the Dalbinay. The array drifted in perpetual suspension and constant fluidic flux as it evolved in negative dimensional space in which it was possible to fold the continuum of time. The Dalbinay existed nowhere else in the cosmos, except in the array, and although the species numbered many trillions of individual creatures, they shared a collective consciousness and were a highly sentient entity. The Dalbinay, as individual creatures, were a single molecule of liquid silver, and could not die or sleep, and had no need of sustenance. The array's apparent principal instinct was to purify completely any entity or celestial being with which it came into physical contact. As many beings before it, the wappy-ding-doo was to be serviced and cleansed of its turquoise sludge which the Dalbinay would absorb and inevitably secrete as liquid silver. The wappy-ding-doo remained in the array for oceans of time, and the conditions required for its survival were synthesized by the Dalbinay. The wappy-ding-doo would not be permitted to leave the array until it was considered to be cleansed completely, and the collective mind of the species sensed immediately whenever it decided to attempt to exit the array. The telepathy of the Dalbinay probed every recess of the wappy-ding-doo's consciousness constantly, and even a mere suggestion of an idea to leave the array would immediately be replaced by a neural void, the result of which would take it several millennia to re-thread the tapestry of its synaptic pathways to allow it to arrive at the same shadow of a thought again. In reality, the sanitization undertaken by the Dalbinay was of secondary importance and subservient to a darker, primary motive, the harvesting of the psyche. The Dalbinay were a deeply malevolent species and had, for trillions of eons of time, trapped and withheld countless entities and celestial beings against their will within the array. For those captured by the entity, an environment commensurate with the individual needs required for their survival and perceived contentment was immediately manufactured. However, the concept of being free to leave the array was never comprehended by the array, and therefore completely anathema to their ethos. Hence, those hosted within the array were very definitely prisoners who were subjected to perpetual and infinite physic invasion. The sector of space in which the Dalbinay array existed had, for millennia, been quarantined by the many species that traveled the universe. For this reason, the array had received no visitors for a very, very long time. In short, the species was isolated and very lonely. The Dalbinay could not move around the cosmos, as they were suspended and more or less static in terms of their location. No individual could separate from the array, as the resulting severance from the collective hive would render an inability to function. Therefore, it was the experiences, memories, and knowledge of the captives that the Dalbinay greedily craved. Aesthetically, the array was an irresistible spectacle in the cosmos, and travelers were drawn towards its untold beauty, intoxicated by the desire to never look away from it. As with all predators, its self-refined appearance was honed to allure its prey. The wappy-ding-doo had...